The Lost Moonlight Map. In Lantern Hollow. 6-year-old May found a folded map under her pillow, drawn in silver pencil and dotted with little stars. Her fox friend Pip squinted at it and wagged his tail. At the top, it read, "Follow the moonbeams and help the town sleep peacefully." May tucked the map into her cardigan and whispered, "Let's go before the moon gets too high." The quiet gate. They tiptoed through the garden gate so gently that even the roses stayed asleep. Beyond the gate, soft lanterns glowed like fireflies. The map's first mark pointed to a pebble path near the bakery. May listened carefully and heard a tiny creaking sound. Not scary, just lonely. Pip nudged her hand as if to say, "We're together. That always makes brave easier." The baker's window. At the bakery window, they found Mr. Crumb trying to close a rattling shutter. Every gust made it clack clack, waking the babies upstairs. May held the frame while Pip fetched a ribbon from a basket by the door. Together they tied the shutter, snug and still. The clacking stopped. Mr. Crumb smiled, handed them two warm cinnamon stars, and pointed them toward the clock tower. The sleepy clock. The town clock was chiming too loudly. 12 dings instead of 6 soft notes for bedtime. On the map, a little drawing showed a feather tucked behind the bell rope. May climbed 3 careful steps, found the feather, and looped it around the metal hook. The next chime came out gentle and round, like a lullaby. Pip did a proud little spin on the landing. The Bridge of Wishes. At Willow Bridge, children had tied wish tags to the rails. In the wind, they fluttered and rustled like paper rain. Pretty in daytime, too noisy at night. May read the map's clue. Keep the wishes, quiet the rustle. She and Pip gathered the tags into 3 neat bundles and tied each with blue twine. The wishes stayed safe, and the bridge sighed into calm. The owl's lantern. By the pond, old owl Nora guarded a lantern whose glass had fogged over. The mist made the light blink and blink, confusing little ones trying to settle. May polished the glass with her scarf while Pip held the lantern steady with both paws. The beam turned warm and steady, painting a golden path across the water. Nora bowed her feathery head and thanked them in a whisper. The Hilltop Song. On Briar Hill, the windpipes were playing too fast. They sounded like a race, not bedtime. May remembered something her gran taught her. Slow songs make slow breaths. She moved the smallest pipe to the left, the tallest to the middle, then asked Pip to tap each one gently. Soon the tune drifted soft and low. Down in town, windows dimmed one by one. The last light. Only one task remained. At the square fountain, a bright festival bulb still blazed like noon. The map said, "Leave one friendly light, not 10. May turned 9 bulbs off and left a single amber one glowing above the cobbles. It made the square feel safe, not sharp. Pip curled beside the fountain and watched the ripples settle into moon-shaped rings. Homeward steps. With every task done, the map stars began to fade into plain pencil lines. May and Pip walked home past sleepy rooftops. They heard no rattles, no clacks, No frantic chimes. Just soft night sounds and one distant lullaby. At the gate, May looked back at Lantern Hollow and felt proud in the quiet way that warms your chest without making noise. Tomorrow's promise. Back in her room, May placed the moonlight map on her desk. At the bottom, new words appeared. Kind helpers are the best bedtime magic. Pip hopped onto the blanket and curled into a tiny cinnamon-colored ball. May whispered goodnight to the town, to the moon, and to tomorrow's adventure. Then she closed her eyes, breathing slow and steady, and drifted peacefully to sleep.